Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to today's episode. The working week is about coming to a close now, and trust this has been a super productive week for you so far. Our scripture focus is Genesis 39, verses 2 to 6. And I'll read it from the Common English Bible translation, which reads, "The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man and served in his Egyptian master's household. His master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made everything he did successful. Potiphar thought highly of Joseph, and Joseph became his assistant. He appointed Joseph head of his household and put everything he had under Joseph's supervision. From the time he appointed Joseph head of his household and of everything he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's household because of Joseph. The Lord blessed everything he had, both in the household and in the field. So he handed over everything he had to Joseph and didn't pay attention to anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well-built and handsome." Today's title is Integrity in Adversity. Genesis 39 verses 2 to 6 provides a compelling narrative of Joseph, who, despite being sold into slavery, finds prosperity in Egypt. This episode takes a look at the critical role of maintaining integrity even in the face of severe adversity. We see how Joseph's unwavering commitment to his ethical and moral standards did not merely sustain him, it propelled him into a position of remarkable favor and influence within the household of his Egyptian master Potiphar. The story serves as a powerful testament to the idea that true integrity can lead to personal success and create opportunities for influence and impact in the most unexpected settings. It teaches us how personal adversities can be transformed into paths of success and influence when navigated with steadfast integrity and faith. Gary Haugen, the visionary behind the International Justice Mission, embodies the essence of integrity under pressure. His relentless pursuit of justice in the face of daunting challenges has transformed countless lives worldwide. Despite facing formidable obstacles such as corruption and violence, Haugen remained steadfast in his commitment to uphold the dignity of the oppressed. His unwavering integrity served as a beacon of hope for those trapped in cycles of injustice and exploitation. In the midst of adversity, Haugen recognized God's hand at work, guiding him through the darkest valleys and empowering him to effect meaningful change. Through his courageous actions and unwavering faith, he has become a catalyst for social transformation, demonstrating the profound impact of living with integrity. His remarkable journey exemplifies the transformative power of integrity, inspiring us to confront injustice and with courage rather and compassion. His story serves as a moving reminder that true success is measured by the depth of our character and the righteousness of our actions. Our key takeaways and success principles are: Joseph's story illustrates that maintaining integrity can yield remarkable benefits. even in the most challenging conditions. Despite being unjustly enslaved, his unwavering ethical conduct led to prosperity within Potiphar's household. And this emphasizes that integrity can serve as a powerful mechanism for thriving, not just surviving, in adverse situations. Secondly, recognizing and embracing God's presence during life's trials is crucial. Joseph's experience underscores that challenges can be seen as divinely orchestrated opportunities rather than mere hardships. This perspective shift from viewing obstacles as burdens to seeing them as chances for growth and divine intervention can profoundly change our response to adversity. And lastly, upholding high moral and ethical standards isn't just about personal peace. It actively attracts favor. Joseph's integrity brought him favor with both God and Potiphar, showcasing that such qualities can lead to trust and elevated status even among those who might not share the same faith. This principle teaches that maintaining strong ethical standards is a magnet for both divine and human favor, influencing how others perceive and interact with us in our professional and personal lives. The success principles that I found from the scriptures is that life often tests us with challenges that could tempt us to compromise our values. However, maintaining integrity in the face of adversity is crucial. This principle emphasizes the importance of staying true to one's ethical and moral standards, regardless of the situation. It's about being the same person in private as you are in public, even when the stakes are high or the situation seems insurmountable. Every challenge presents a hidden opportunity, and this principle encourages us to view every difficult circumstance through the lens of divine orchestration. By acknowledging God's presence in all situations, we open ourselves to seeing adversities as arenas for growth and testimonies. This perspective not only fosters spiritual maturity, but also empowers us to navigate life's ups and downs with a hopeful and proactive stance. There's some things you could do towards establishing yourself in integrity is to daily seek God's guidance in every challenge and see every challenge as an opportunity for growth. Identify areas in both your personal and professional life where you can improve integrity. Joseph's journey serves as a powerful reminder that integrity is not just a moral compass, but a life-changing force that can elevate us beyond our circumstances. By copying Joseph's example, we can learn to see every challenge as an opportunity for growth and character refinement. Now, here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. In every trial and triumph, I affirm my unwavering commitment to integrity. With God as my guide and advocate, I walk confidently in righteousness, knowing that my steadfastness paves the path to success and favor, both in His sight and in the eyes of humanity. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.